Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Heart in Harmony, transcribed. Lady, lend an ear and give a cheer. Your dinner problem is solved. How? Why, by serving Kroger's quality beef, everybody's favorite main dish. So serve the beef that's delicious, the beef that's tender, the beef that's juicy. Yes, I mean Kroger's quality beef, the beef you can count on being the very best right now. What a welcome home for your family when they find it's beef for dinner. What a pleasant surprise to find beef stew, as savory a dish as ever graced a table, or to discover a delicious, magnificently thick steak, or a mouth-watering roast of beef in the place of honor. Whatever their favorite may be, you can be sure your family is going to be mighty happy to find that tasty, nourishing beef dish where they like to see it most, right on their own dinner table. So hurry up and get Kroger's quality beef. Go right down to your Kroger store, step up to the meat counter, and ask for it. Remember, Kroger's quality beef is deliciously tender and juicy, and it's at your Kroger store now. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Freddie Lang found out that Professor Rogers investigated his story and was going to turn him over to the New York police, he disappeared. Professor Rogers told Penny not to worry about Freddie or his problems. It is the next afternoon, and Penny's brother, Pat, comes home from work.
Hey, is anybody home?
I'm home, Pat, if you consider me anybody.
Ha, you're the most important anybody in the world.
Hiya, sis.
I'm fine, Pat. Golly, you're home early this afternoon, aren't you?
There wasn't much to do at the bank today. Everything checked, so I checked out.
Oh.
Say, you look like a happy kid.
Maybe that's because I am one.
And why am you a happy kid?
Oh, I don't know. It's a nice day. My nice brother comes home.
Oh.
And things seem to be a lot more simple than they have been in weeks. No, I guess things are more simple now than they have been in months.
Gosh, sis, that's the best thing I've heard you say in months.
You mean I've been a complainer, huh?
You're a complainer? I should say not. It's just that, well, you've had nothing but hard luck lately, and to coin a phrase, it looks as if the clouds have rolled by.
Oh, Pat, I think they have. You know, when we were all having all that trouble, I just knew they would someday. And I guess this is that someday.
Hey, sis, let me sit down beside you.
All right, come on.
This does look like the someday. Maybe I shouldn't mention this, but today is the day when there is no more housing project to worry about, no more Steve Parker to worry about, no more something or someone to upset the life of Penny Gibbs.
You put it that way, you make me sound as if I were the perfect person who was made unhappy only by the imperfections around her.
Well, heck, aren't you perfect?
Oh, you know I'm not. No, sir. Half my troubles were my own fault. Half my problems were caused by my own indecision. Half my heartache I brought on myself. Perfect? No, sir. I'm far from being perfect. In fact, I'd hate to be perfect. What a dull person a perfect person must be.
Oh, I don't know. It's probably fun to be perfect. No mistakes, nothing to correct. No errors, no problems.
It sounds good on the surface. I suppose a life without problems would be an ideal life, but I wonder. You know, it seems to me I read somewhere that life's happy moments are made even happier because they can be compared to the moments of sadness and sorrow. No person happy all the time, if that were possible, would never appreciate his happiness.
Penny, you're not only beautiful. You not only have the finest brother in the world, for instance, me.
Mm-hmm.
But between those cute little ears of yours, there's a brain.
Oh, Pat, I don't know what I'd do without you. You're the world's champion admirer.
Oh, the world's admirer? Heck, I'm your admirer.
Well, that's what I meant, and you know it.
Okay, but can I tease you a little?
I suppose so, if it makes you happy.
It doesn't. Look, sis, you are happy about the way things worked out, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
No bad taste left over?
Nope, none whatsoever.
That's good. Oh, what about this Freddie Lang, though? He's an odd young fella. He any trouble to you?
No, Freddie can't be trouble to anyone, only to himself. He's such a mixed-up person.
You know, that's what I thought when I met him the other day. What's the matter with him?
Nothing a little kindness won't cure.
And I suppose you're appointed to be kind to him.
Well, why shouldn't I be kind to him? I like him.
Why do you do it, sis? Why are you always putting yourself out for others?
Jack Gibbs, I am not putting myself out for Freddie.
Oh, not much.
I'm not either. What have I done for him? Nothing.
You think it's nothing, but you've given him confidence in you. And one day you're going to have to live up to the confidence he has in you. That's when he's going to cause you trouble.
Pat, look, he needs help. And if I can help him, I'm being very wrong if I don't.
And you hurt yourself if you do.
Oh, nonsense.
Okay, if I'm talking nonsense, I better not talk at all. Besides, I'm never very right about matters like this, am I?
Well, you can't be right about everything, can you?
Oh, thanks for being so generous.
You're welcome. I'll get it.
Okay. I got to go out and back and see if the tool shed's locked. Can't remember if I locked it this morning when I got the rake out for Mr. Jones next door.
Hello, Miss Gibbs.
Hello, Professor. Come in. Did you find Freddie all right?
No, I haven't found him, and I'm afraid everything's all wrong. Have you seen this afternoon's paper?
No, I haven't. Ours isn't delivered till later.
Oh. Well, look at this.
Look at what?
This story here, third column.
Mm-hmm.
Store robbed.
What about it?
A young man answering Freddie's description was seen loitering around the store last night when the place was robbed.
Freddie robbed it?
Oh, I won't accuse him of it directly until I've had a chance to talk to him, but I'm afraid he's the thief, all right, Miss Gibbs. Well, there's no time to go into that now, though. I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
Oh, yes, anything I can, Professor.
Oh, good. I know it's a lot to ask, but, well, I guess it's pretty evident to you, too, that Freddie tries to be on his best behavior, poor as that is, when he's with you.
You mean that you want me to be with you when you find him?
Yes, if you don't mind.
No, I don't. I'm flattered that I can even help you.
Well, you can. This boy isn't bad, Miss Gibbs. He's just all mixed up. I want to get a hold of him and straighten him out before it's too late.
All right. Do you know where we can begin looking for him?
Yes, I've already inquired around. I didn't think of the value of having you along until I was almost through my search. I got a tip. He was seen down by the riverfront. You mind going down to that neighborhood?
No. When I was a little girl, I used to sneak off and go swimming down there.
Well, it's getting dark, and it isn't a pleasant neighborhood at best.
Never mind. It'll probably be rather chilly down there, too. I better get my coat. Be right with you.
Terrible fog along the river, Miss Gibbs.
Yeah, it is. Better put my coat. It's kind of chilly.
If I'd known the fog would be like this, I wouldn't have asked you to join me. This is a little dangerous.
Now, listen, Professor Rogers. This is Rossville. This isn't the waterfront of a big city.
Well, there's crime and there are criminals lurking in the fog and shadows of little towns, too, Miss Gibbs. Fog and shadow seem to draw them. That's why I thought Freddie might be down here.
Oh, but where could he stay down here? One of those shacks or the houseboats?
No, I don't think so. Freddie'd be too smart for that. Or too proud to ask anyone to take him in.
I think the second reason is more likely.
Mm. Well, whatever the reason. Look, careful. Oops. There's a big pile of packing cases on the dock ahead of us.
Yeah, I see. Golly, aren't they big?
Uh-huh. Well, I wonder. Wait a minute.
What's wrong?
Just an idea.
Oh, the packing cases,
hmm? Yes. If one of those huge boxes were empty, it'd make a pretty good shelter.
I can't believe that Freddie's hiding a packing box.
He's being hunted, Miss Gibbs. A hunted man is almost like an animal. No, none of these cases are empty. Well, it was just an idea. Let's go down and look under the dock there.
All right.
Now be careful. The boardwalk goes down toward the water at a slant. It might be a little slippery.
Maybe I better hold on to you.
Oh. Yes, perhaps you better. Wait a minute.
Did you hear something?
I think so. It comes from under that pier there. Oh, quiet now.
You're all right.
Now you shine the light under the pier.
Mm-hmm.
Right in that spot. I'm pointing at. See it?
Yeah, I do.
Good. It's what I think it is. I want to have both hands free to grab them. All right, shine the light.
It's on.
And that's Freddie under there, too. All right, out you come, young fella.
Come on.
Hey, what is the matter?
Hey, you, let go of me.
Sure,
let go.
Sure, I'll let go of you. There, get up now.
All right, I'll get up.
All right, that's a good boy. I think you can find a better place to sleep than this.
Yeah? Like a jail, maybe?
No, I don't think...
Professor, look out, he has a knife!
Oh, why, you little...
Let go of my arm, you...
Drop that knife, Freddy, drop it.
You're not going to take me to any jail, you're never going to...
We'll see about that after we see about...
Professor Rogers, are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right, Miss Skips. Hated to hit the boy like that. There's nothing else I could do. Where's the knife?
Oh, right there.
Oh, thanks. There, I have it.
Oh,
it's good. He's coming, too.
Poor kid.
Yeah, I feel awfully sorry for him. Freddy. Freddy.
What? Oh, you. Get away. Go on, Prof. Get away from me. You're nothing but another copper. Fancy copper with a title. You're not taking me to jail because I'm getting out of here.
Oh, no, you're not, Freddy.
Go on. Go on, hit me again. Go ahead, I'm a little guy. You're going to look good in front of Gibbsy here with me for competition.
All right, Freddy, you won't listen to reason, so you're going to have to go to jail.
No, Professor, wait.
Huh?
Professor, let go of Freddy.
All right, Miss Gibbs. There.
Now, that's better. Freddy, no, don't run away.
No? Why not, Gibbsy?
Because Professor Rogers is not going to take you to jail. I won't let him. At least not till he's talked to you. Please, Professor Rogers.
Well, I'm willing, but I don't think Freddy is.
Yeah? Maybe that's where you're wrong, Prof. I'll talk for Gibbsy. But not for anybody else.
Penny's influence on Freddy Lang is already strong. It seems a good thing at the moment, but what will it lead to? Freddy is obviously in trouble. Will he make trouble for Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Friends, there's no feeling quite like coming home in the evening to find the house gay with welcome and fragrant with the aroma of dinner in the making. And if that dinner is a Kroger quality beef dinner, well, that homecoming is twice as heartwarming. Yes, ma'am, hungry men go for beef, and there's nothing they like better than Kroger's quality beef. For it's good beef. It's juicy, it's tender, it's delicious. As a matter of fact, Kroger's quality beef is the very best beef you can buy right now. So give your home folks a treat. Serve Kroger's quality beef for dinner. See that plates are heaped high with good things, the best of which is a thick slice of roast beef that's crusty brown and juicy red, covered with its own rich brown gravy. Or a man-sized piece of magnificently thick steak, sizzling hot from the platter, with its delightful flavor making every bite a happy adventure in eating. Remember, Kroger's quality beef is the very best beef you can get right now. Try it soon.